Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, YouTube and Blog Talk. Welcome for today's show. You see the title, and we're going to talk a little bit about white superiority complex. Or I should say the white savior's complex. That's what I called it. But it really means, you know, it's all about their ego. We know that. I hope everybody is doing well. I hope everybody is being safe out there. We're getting ready to come into a very important time of the Derek Chauvin's case. This history is getting ready to be made, bad or good, and I hope we are woke enough to do the right thing. I hope that we are woke enough to say enough's enough. I believe that store, the Kate Cupfood store or Cups, super, whatever the store that called the police on him should have been shut down. I don't even think black folks should have been even patronizing that store after what happened to our brother George Floyd. I hope black folk are woke enough to say enough is enough, okay? Don't tear up any property because they get paid on the property that you destroy. And I know that they have taken out insurance policies on every piece of property in Minneapolis, and you're doing nothing but putting money into their pockets. So let's not put money into their pockets, and I'm not condoning violence at all. I am condoning justice. It's all about justice for us right now. This case is going to be the turn of the century for us. And as you notice, a lot of, great things are happening for black people right about now. And what do I mean by that? They had to fall in order for us to rise. There is a black business that I wanted to tell you guys about, and it's almost Amazon, okay? And I saw them on Voice Watching show the other day, and it was it's called blackbusinessboxes.com. Blackbusinessboxes.com. And what they want to do is they send out boxes monthly, okay? You sign up, and there's different things in those boxes. It is from different black entrepreneurs, okay? And they fill these boxes up, and they send them out monthly. Why don't we support our brothers, okay? Because we say that we say we're tired. We say we want to be done with white folks. We say that we want something different. We say that we want something new. Let's be the change that we want to see in our community, okay? I know a lot of my conversation is I always try to wake us up. I'm trying to make us aware, trying to get us on fire. But if it's not about some drama, then a lot of black folk aren't interested, which is so sad because I feel like I'm trying to wake our people up. I'm trying to get you I want you to start thinking about other ways that we can change our society to represent us. We don't have to spend so much money with other people, okay? Smoothie Queen is coming in, okay, to an area where I live in North Carolina, and I can't wait because I'm going to go there and we're going to do a lot, okay? I want you guys to go on Instagram and support Smoothie Queen, and she has another business, Pampering You by Treya. Her friend, oh, my Lord, y'all know I'm so bad at these businesses, but she was on the show also. I want you guys to support her show also. What is the name? It's going to come to me. Hold on, it's going to come to me. But I want you, if we say retire, no more whining, no more complaining, let's be about our black business. Let's support our own businesses, and let's start recognizing the traumas and the hurt and the harm that us being in captivity for over 400 or 500 years, let's start recognizing things that was passed down from generation to generation, and let's start combating our minds, what we think about each other, what we say about each other, how we will go into a black restaurant and we will give them no chance, and we will go to Walmart and give them all the chances in the world because they're white and that's what we're used to. No, let's change our mindset. A lot of our black-owned businesses are not up to par yet because they don't have the money like white folk have had a 500-year lead. You know, they've created this wealth gap, but black folk, we can fix it. We are worth $1.2 trillion collectively as a whole. Get with some of your like-minded people and build your empire amongst together. We can't do it by ourselves, my little bit and your little bit, her little bit and his little bit and our little bit. We can, just like that family who purchased 100 acres, it was 19 families who purchased 100 acres of land. They're getting ready to build their own community. Who's next? I don't see anybody else doing it. Why? Let's get busy. If you say that this is your land and this is where you want to be, then let's be about our father's business. Let's be about our black business. It is time for us to rise up, to wake up, and to do better. The old thinking should be done away with. We're done thinking like slaves. We built this country. Let's act like it. We are kings and queens amongst nothings. Let's be about our black business and support our own. Let's pull our monies away. This is the best way that we can hurt Mazungas. And you know what Mazungas mean, white folks. Okay. Let our money away from them. Let's make them feel our pain. And the only way we do that is through our money. We support. We go up on blackbusinessboxes.com, and we see what they have to offer, and we order. I want to go and see what it's about right now. I think I'm going to go there and see what it's about. And let me show you. Let's go and investigate this because this might be something that you want to do, okay, that you want to sign up on because I plan to myself to see what they offer. And I think they're looking for vendors right now. So you guys can sign up with them now and maybe you can put your business or advertise your business. Maybe you can advertise. Ooh, I spelled the word. How do I do that? How did I do that? I just spelled the dang old thing wrong. Hold on, you guys. Okay, let's go out and let's try it again. I'm sorry, y'all.
I got so excited. I felt the thing wrong. So let's go in here and see what they offer. But they are looking, V-U-S-I-N-E, I can't do two things at one time. Y'all hold on. I've never been able to do two things. I can't walk and talk at the same time. I'm sorry. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I spelled it right so we could see what they're offering. Because like I said, they are looking for, oh, wow, click here to join the class. Health as well. Let's see what is Black Business Spot. It talks about what it is. Shop Black Businesses Block Marketplace. Okay. I just want to hold it up, and it's just talking about, let me get in the camera a little bit. You know, and it's just, I want to see the founder talks about Black Watches. Born during pandemic, Black Watches started. Okay, I guess they have watches. Shop Black Watches. Okay, and I guess this is his business. Okay, and like I said, they're looking for vendors. Let's kind of help our brothers out. Okay, I guess they are doing this Black Watches, selling watches, and then Beauty Essentials. Okay, by Kyra Tucker. Okay, and she's hometown Indianapolis, Indiana. Launched 2020. Ever since my younger days, I have struggled with sensitive skin, eczema. Okay, I may check her out as a young girl. My mother could never use the Smell Good lotions. Okay, so she has Beauty Essentials. So if you have eczema or anything like that, I'm trying to keep in, okay, maybe you guys can contact her. She's out of Indianapolis, and her name is Kyra Tucker, okay? And then they have another, and Forever Eyewear, Brandy Ashland, okay? So I guess they have little sunglasses, okay? And see, we got to support our brothers, okay? We got to support our people. Corey Kitchen Collection. Okay, so he's got, okay, our production products contain fresh herbs and spices that are globally sourced from over 15 countries. Some of our global source ingredients, okay, tomato, chili. Okay, y'all can read this stuff. I don't want to mess up some of these words, but there's another Black-owned business. They have spices, so maybe you guys can order your spices from them. Okay, and they are in Lexington, Kentucky. 2019, and then we have another one, Melon Minerals, Johanna Hamilton, and she's out of Louisville, Kentucky, also 2019. I knew I wanted to have my own business in the cannabis field for a good 4 or 5 years prior to actually launching. I didn't even know exactly how I could break into the market after moving to Oregon. I was amazed how behind Kentucky and Alabama were in the CBD cannabis industry. Okay, so you can, I'm trying to make sure that we can see her little thingy. Okay. I need to show her face there. I'm sorry, you guys. Hold on. I'm trying to introduce because I think that it's time for us to do our own thing. We complain all the time. Now, that's not all, but go up on this blackbusinessbox.com and see. And this one is done, I'm terrible at names. Okay, so and they have a lot more stuff on here, Los Angeles. You guys, you need to check it out because they are looking for other vendors. And if you have a business, maybe you can advertise. And I do have a book, and I didn't even show you guys my book. I want you guys, thanks for the order. One second, order. Thank you so much. And I do have my own book. Now, this is the journal, Mother's Love, okay? And I have the book to go along with it. But this is the journal. And you can write down your little questions. It's all about parenting. And it's what kind of parent will you be? Is there some dysfunction in the home? What and how are you going to do to make sure your children don't experience the same thing? Okay, this is the journal. And I know we as Black folk have gone through a lot. Okay, and it's time for us to face the music. It's time for us to fix up. We can't think that we're going to come out of 400 or 500 years of hurt, harm, trauma, rage, anger, abuse, and be fine. We need some help. We need help. And I've noticed that even with our Black schools, my granddaughter goes to a Black NOI school. She's with the Nation of Islam. She's not a Muslim at all, but she goes to the school. And I found that even working with Black teachers, I still see that we have jumped into the education, but we've not fixed us. So
So we want to talk to our babies any kind of way. That's not going to work for me. I'm serious. I didn't bring her out of an all-white school to put her with black people that are going to abuse her. That is very disheartening for me, and it's very upsetting. And, you know, we did talk to teacher to see, hey, hold on here. You know, there were some things that she said, and we had to check her. I'm not allowing you to talk to my granddaughter any kind of way. You're going to talk to her like you got some sense. You're going to treat her and love on her and show her the respect that those white folks weren't showing her. Because if you're going to be disrespectful, we can send her right back over there to be disrespected. No. We come to you because, you know, we're hoping that you are going to address your issue and you're going to do better. We're not going to just pull her out because I know that we have some stuff. And we fail to realize that we are so wounded that we are dealing with a lot of passed down generational curses, passed down generational wounds and hurts that our forefathers suffered through, that they did stuff in slavery, and they had to do it in order to live. They had to do it in order to save their children's lives. So they had to spank, and they had to do a lot of harsh stuff to their children. And they treated their children harshly in front of Massa because they had to. Because if I treat my child harshly, maybe you'll think I don't love them and you won't tell them. So it's some things that worked back then, but it's not working now. We have to change some behaviors. We have to change the mindsets. We have to change some things that we're doing that we don't even know that was passed down, and we don't even know why we still do them. We have to start to challenge some things that we are thinking about each other. And this is even with myself, you know, because we were so brainwashed watching TV, brainwashed through the racist media, CBC and NBC, and we have to understand that even Black said there is a Black news. Start watching Vicki Diller and Boyce Watkins and Phil from the Diaspora News Channel. And there are some Jason Black and Professor Truth. Let's start watching those people. Let's start watching our own news, because we have to understand that CNN and NBC and ABC, they have been brainwashing Black folks. They have been making you feel like nothing. They've been telling you that we are, 13%. You guys, y'all know that they lied, right? It's more of us than them. We have to understand that they've been telling you that number since forever, right? But they've been dying of opiates. They're not reproducing. They're low sperm count. And by 2045, they say there's not going to be any more of them because they're not reproducing themselves. God won't even let them devils reproduce. So this is what I'm saying to Black people. Stop helping them out. You are in the way when you marry them and you have babies for them, because that's what they're going to do. Their children that you have with them, they're going to marry white. Three generations, and you helping them to recreate themselves. Stop having babies with these devils. Stop it. Stop marrying them. Stop mixing and mingling. I'm just saying. I digress with that. Welcome, Andre. Welcome. Thank you for joining. But I want you to like and share as you come in, you guys. Stop helping your enemy to survive. My granddaughter don't need no more of them devils hanging around. I'm just saying. Let's get to a place where we are Black-minded. Let's get to a place where we are representing each other, that we're going to. I seen the best video ever, and it was on Blackfoot, and it was the carnival guy. He was white, and he was being, you know, really rough with kids, and, you know, and one of the employees came up to him who was white, and he cussed him out and pushed him down and started, you know, fight with, you know, kind of pushed him away and was kind of being very rude and with him. So the Black lady got off the ride, and, you know, he almost made her, you know, fall, and, you know, she was, you know, saying, hey, dude, what's going on with you? And he literally turned around and started wailing on her. Every Black person from the carnival came and got on their man's head. Welcome, Ingrid. Welcome. 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 From Orlando. Welcome. Welcome. Like and share as you come in. And I'm telling you, as a group, as a whole, Black folks, we have to start. I'm going to say this, okay, because I don't condone violence. You know that, okay? But we have to start taking care of each other. If you see something out there going down, you know what, prime example, I remember when we were little, and I was only a child, right? And I had cousins, and we used to always hang out together, but my aunt told us, okay, if one fight, y'all fight. If one disrespect one, you see somebody disrespecting your cousin, you handle your business.
Don't come here and tell me, hey, they over there fighting, you over here. Uh-uh. Handle your business, and then we're going to take care of the other stuff later. I want us to get to the place where we're handling business. Even now with this Derek Chauvin, we're handling business. We're not tearing the property. We are not. And the word says an eye for an eye. The word says do unto others as they do unto you. That's the word. Okay? If you're going to really break it down, that's the word, right? So we're going to do unto others. We're not tearing the property. Nationwide, black folk, and we have to understand, they're already in UK, black folks is on guard. Nationwide, family. Nationwide. And sometimes God is looking for us to do something, okay? We have backup, okay? You have to know that. Excuse me, I didn't bring my water with me. We have backup, right? But it's up to you. You got to step out and do. Just like when Moses came and, he told Moses to move, right? He said, go, and I'm going to lead you, but I need you to step forward, and I need you to go, okay? He didn't say where, but he told him to move. If Moses hadn't moved, he wouldn't have found the promise, right? If we don't move, we're not going to find the promise. We're not going to get to where we need to be. And I don't know, help me out. Maybe it's me, or maybe, help me out. Go with me down this road. Sometimes things happen in our lives. Like we work in this job and everything goes wrong in this job. You hate the job. Everything is going wrong, but you don't have another job. So you don't know what to do. So you stay and you stay. Everything, the supervisor's not happy. You're getting written up. You go there every day. It's an incident. You go there and other employees is on your case and you go there and you're just miserable. Okay. Now, you know that it's time to go, but you keep saying, I don't have nowhere else to go. But are you looking? Because the signs are there. When it's time for you to move, the signs are there. Are the signs not here? Sometimes we can be in a bad situation. We can be in the wrong place. And when Yahshua is trying to move you into where you need to be, he'll let things get the hardest right where you stand. And if we don't catch the clues, family, we're gonna be in this. We can stay in that same predicament forever. We don't want to do that. We want to listen. We want to hear. We want to have a vision. And my prayer every day is, open my eyes so I can where you're leading me, because it's not about me. It's all about him leading us into where it is he wants us to go. Right now is the time to hear. He's trying to put you into your business, whether it's here or on the continent, because I do believe that he has a group of people that he's going to send first to the continent. I do believe that, and I believe that we have to march. We have to move forward. We can't just sit here and not see what's going on and do nothing. We can no longer just hold the camera and not do anything. We can no longer just watch our brother and sister get beat the hell down and not do or say anything. We have to be very careful. With George Floyd, it was three officers holding him down, one on his neck, was it two or three on his back, and then there was one standing, so maybe four or five, right? How many black folks stood out there and just watched? Nobody moved. Nobody pushed Chauvin off of him. All of you, the whole block should have came out and stormed, because you guess what? You can't shoot everybody. I'm just saying, in order for us to change some things, bloodshed may have to happen. We know that. I'm not condoning violence. I am condoning justice. It's not about violence. It's about justice. That's what it's about right now. And if black folks don't do something, it'll never change. It'll never change. We had officers. What's her name? Kim Porter? Potter? Whatever her name is. Kim. Okay? 26 years on the force. Who said what? When she shot this young man, she was not even woman enough to say, I had made a mistake, and apologized to his family. That Mzungu lied, who's been on the force 26 years, and said, I confused my taser with my gun. For my gun. No, my gun for my taser. She thought she had a taser. How about that? Now, your taser is yellow, right? And your gun is black. Now, if you colorblind, or you just an idiot, which is it? Now, Amber Geiger did the same thing. She said, oh, I went into the wrong apartment. You got a, you know, he, Malcolm Dean had a red rug in front of his door, right? Do you have a red rug in front of your door, your apartment door? That right there should tell that dummy that she was at the wrong apartment. Now, are we hiring dummies for officers? Idiots for officers? Oh, what are we hiring? Or just anybody off the street that hate black people? Proud Boys. KKK. You think the women aren't KKK? You think they didn't have any women? Oh, they had women. You know, back in the day, more black babies died from white, the hands of white women than anybody else. This is why they had the law that said nobody, you can't be prosecuted with a felony chastising the slave. They had the law in Virginia. That's the law. You can look it up. So this lady is held on for her mistake. Okay? This baby can't get up. He, you know, he doesn't get a do-over, but she gets a do-over to possibly kill somebody. This is the second person she shot. 2019, she shot somebody. Look it up. 2019, she shot somebody and got off. So she did it again. If they had taken care of her the first time, you shoot somebody, you're fired. This boy would have still been alive if they had done what they need to do in 2019. So I hope and pray that family sues her socks off. Personally. Personally. I'm going after your house. I'm going after your children's inheritance. I'm going after your inheritance. I'm going after your mom and daddy that they left, the inheritance that they left you. I'm going after it. I want it all. I want it all. And I don't want taxpayers' money. I want children. Too many times these officers are not being held liable. The taxpayers, your money, you are paying for them to kill you. You're paying for that deal. We know that, right? We're paying for them to murder us. No. I want her to pay personally. I won't have her retirement. I'm going to sue her insurance company. Because, you know, all officers have insurance, right? I'm going to sue her insurance company that's insuring these officers. And I guarantee you, once they don't, because you can't work without insurance. And please stop getting crumped for your attorney. Please. Please, you guys have made this Negro rich. You've made him rich. And he's not done. I've not seen one officer go to jail, maybe one. But how many are going to jail? Yeah, he getting you money. Who wants money? I want justice. I want to see her in jail. And I want my inmates to take care of her. I used to work in the jail. I want my inmates to take care of her. Treat her real good. Family, we have to be vigilant. We have to get to the place where we are changing our hearts and our minds, and we're getting serious about our lives. We have to get to the place where they know, don't stop. We got to stop, because guess what? You hurt mine, I'm hurting yours. We have to get to a place where we don't mind. It is what it is. Enough is enough. And we have to start doing something about this whole situation. Our leaders have sold us out. Black Caucus has sold you out. Nobody is doing anything. Biden already had the nerve to come on there and fuss at us about rioting. When you guys started, you taught us how to riot. Remember Black Wall Street that your government bombed? You remember Philadelphia moves that happened in 1982? Okay, they bombed the whole block. For one, a group of black people that was welcomed, a group of black people that was, they were in a movement, okay? And they weren't hurting anybody. But anytime you stand up for black people, do you see how they are on Maxine Waters? Because she said something. She stood up and said and spoke out. Nobody would speak out, but she spoke out. And they are on her. But this is what they do to black people when you defend black people. They ride you like, and then this is why black folk don't speak out, because black folk, when they do, they get bombarded. But we should be in support of her. This woman, at least she spoke out, which she never has before. But this time she's speaking out, and you heard what she said, right? Maxine Waters said, be more vigilant, be more aggressive, right? That's what she said. I'm just saying what Maxine Waters said. She said black folks should be more aggressive. If George Floyd gets off of this murder, black folks should be more aggressive. That's what Maxine Waters said. And I totally agree. It is time for us to shut it down. And if we're gonna, if it's going to shut down, it's going to be up to us, because ain't nobody doing nothing for black people. As you see, Biden been in office, what, 90 days? And has done absolutely nothing for black people. Now they want to come up and tell you, oh, we're going to give you reparations. We're going to give you a study, a seven-year study. Did they give anybody else a study? Heck to the no. Did they give the Asians a study? No. How much did they give them? They gave them $50 million. Did they give the Pacific Islanders a study? No, they just gave them $30 billion. Yeah, I said billion with a B, dollars. Did they give the immigrants a study? No, they just gave them $15,000 of the family. I'm just saying. But when it comes to black people, he said, oh, I'm going to give you a study. It's going to take 7 years. No money attached to it, but they're just studying, not even saying that they're going to do anything. But this is what you want. You want a Democratic Party that will do everything for everybody else except you. But you gave him the House. You gave them your vote. You were faithful to them. Now what are you going to do with your faithfulness? Are we going to still be Democrats? Or are we going to have our own political party? We can do that. People say, oh, we can't. How do you know? Do we even try? It's time for us to do something different. You see, these two parties have no love for black people. Dems are Republicans, right? They have no love for us. What are we going to do about it? We can run locally, yes. We can get reparations locally, yes. But a mayor, if you're going to run for mayor, you have to have three other people besides you, like two or three on the city council, so that you can pass some stuff. Because you try to do it by yourself, it's not going to work. You can't do it by yourself. I'm just saying. You can't do it by yourself. Okay? So we have to do. We have to do. Okay? We have to change things. If things are going to change, it's going to be up to us. We cannot do this by ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? One person, what I'm saying. It's going to take us as a collective whole to do it together. You understand? But it's time for us to do something, and I do believe that this is the time. And we have backup. We have backup. But it's time for us to do. Start calling out. Racism is racism. We have to start calling out. Well, Dante's mom, she should have called it what it was. She should have called it out. Racism in America. It's time to start being honest with ourselves, and it's time for us to call them out of their bull. Because right now, this white savior complex is what? It's all about their pride right now. It's all about feeding their ego. America would go into another country and fight a war or start a war in another country and make you think it's about the people. But what is it? It's all about oil. It's all about money. It's not about the people. But they'll make you think, oh, they're hurting their people. Well, you hurt your people. And how hypocritical are you? America's hurting their own, okay? We were born here. We built this country. We built the White House. Burn it down. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't condone, but I do stand for justice. It's time for justice. We've been dying. Our children are unarmed. Babies have been dying of non-violent crimes. But these white boys, they're shooting up schools, shooting up Walmart, shooting up daycare, shooting up Tim McVeigh. He blew up a whole federal building. And he just died. And this was way back in, what, 80? God, it was way, was it 80s? In the 80s? And I think maybe a couple years ago he just died. This was back in the 80s. I'm just saying. Justice. How many officers have killed our unarmed babies and nonviolent? Nonviolent. You had nonviolent stops. You had a stop, a car, what? They stopped Dante because of what you call those things? A Senate, whatever. Okay, a smell that was hanging from his window. And you actually lose your life for that because you ran? But you had his license. You knew where his home was. Let him run home. You knew that he was scared. Fear will equip you. Fear will make you do some things. And y'all say, oh, he shouldn't have ran. Honey, be in his shoes. Because we know what happens to our young boys. He knew what happened to young boys. He was scared to death. He was 19 or 20, but he still was like a baby inside. He was a 17-year-old, 18-year-old mentally. He was scared to death. He didn't know what to do. All he was thinking, I got to get home to my mom. because he called his mom right away. You see, it was a mama's baby. He called his mom and said, "Mom, they stopping me." She said, "For what?" He said, "Air freshener, right?" She said, "Take it down." But was that really why they stopped him? Is that really why they stopped him? I'm just asking. Because George Floyd's teacher, the lady that George Floyd was dating, wasn't that his teacher or something? Okay, they were connected. Do you really believe that there's not something more to this? I'm trying to make sense of all of this. I can't. Help me to make sense of it. But now they want you to believe that she got her taser mixed up with her gun. A yellow taser. But you held a black gun in your face, in your hand for how long? How many minutes? And nothing, it didn't come to you? It didn't come to you. It didn't ring a bell. Said, "Man, I got my gun and my taser." The incident wasn't that, it couldn't have been that serious. The boy he wasn't even armed. He was unarmed. I just don't understand. He was unarmed. Why die being unarmed, not posing a threat? Because he was trying to get out of there. He was trying to save his life. He was literally running for his life. He was running for his life. But let's talk about this. Let's talk about this white savior complex. Let's talk about it. There are so many movies that show that brainwashes us into believing, has us convinced about this white savior complex. You remember Blindside, where the white family came in and saved the day of the black boy? But he had gifts, right? His gifts would have saved him. He didn't need that white family. His gifts, he had gifts. That was going to be his future regardless. He had gifts. Do you remember the, what other movie was that? Hold on, there was another movie. Hold on. There was another movie where these two teachers came in. What's the name of the two teachers were like, they were white women. And they was in like the worst school ever. And they came in and they were teachers and, you know, they ended up, half the students ended up graduating. They put them in different programs and they came in to save the day. We saved these were the worst kids in school and we saved them, you know. But the news has you also believing that they have saved you. Remember this City Burning? Remember Django? Remember that? Okay. Those are some movies that was made by Hollywood that want you to believe that it's helping to brainwash you, to believe that we can't do anything without them. We can't save ourselves, family. We need white folks to save us. We need them. We can't do this without them. That's what they want you to believe. That's what they want you to believe. Hollywood does it for you. Waiting on white folks to save us. We waiting on, you waiting on presidents to save you. White folks gonna do it again for us, huh? Have they ever saved you? Enslaved me. Abraham released you, but he didn't want to. They get me hollering, "Oh, Abraham, he saved the day." He didn't save nothing because he said if he didn't have to, your behinds would still be enslaved. But he couldn't figure out another way to stop the states from separating. That's the only reason why he did it. He didn't do it for you. Trust me. Trust me, he didn't do it for you. But everybody give Abraham Lincoln, he was the best. The best of what? He's still a racist white supremacist. I'm just saying. It's just so amazing. Even our schools, our teachers, white teachers, they think because they go into these ghetto schools, into the roughest neighborhoods, that they're doing something. They're not doing nothing. The whole system sucks. The whole system is white supremacy, making our children think that they need white folk to save them. They teach everything about how great they are. That's what the white schools do. That's what the schools do, period. They're teaching our babies how great they are and how nothing our babies. Their culture is the best. Y'all came from nothing. Y'all came from slaves. No, let's tell the truth, where we really came from, who we really are. Some white folks know who we are. We just don't know who we are. Then when other black folks try to tell you who you are, you don't believe it because somebody white didn't tell you. But if white folks start telling you, yeah, you're chosen, then we'll believe it. But because white folks ain't telling you, Dana Stevens, you guys need to pull him up. He's a white boy who's telling you who you are. Pull Dana Stevens up. He'll tell you. You need to hear a white man tell you who you are. Dana Stevens on YouTube. Look him up. D-A-N-A Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Look him up. He'll tell you who you are. And he's white. So that's what y'all waiting on somebody white to tell y'all. Hey, y'all the chosen. He'll tell you. Are you gonna, you'll believe him. But we send our children to these schools, and I looked at the daycare, and I saw the video where these babies were sitting down, black babies, with no food. White kids was getting served, and they was eating, almost done with their food. Black kids still wait. Now, this is what they did in front of the camera. What did they do behind closed doors where there were no cameras? That's what your question should be. And your question, again, why was your baby there? Black folk, daycare, open them up. Open them in your home. Schools, open them up. Open them up in your home. You can do an online class. And also, you can put older people, retired older people that want to make extra money, you can hire them. And you can send them in your area, okay? Just say, for instance, if you have a school and you still want to do it online, you can send those elder, and you can do it nationwide. You can get elderly people nationwide. You can vet them. You can meet them. You can interview them, and you can have cameras in those homes, okay? The cameras will be there monitoring the babies, monitoring what's going on with these elderly people with the babies. And you can bring in, attach that business to your school, and you can send out your elderly. So when the parents have to go to work, those grandmas can be there with those babies, making sure that they're logging on, making sure that they're getting lunch, making sure that everything is going okay, and they can actually be sitting there in the class, or they can be doing some other stuff in the house while your child, 7, 8-year-old or 5 or 6-year-old, whatever, is on the computer. They can be sitting right there with your five. They can sit there from 5 to 7. They'll sit there and monitor with, make sure that the child is hitting the right buttons and making sure that they don't need any help and making sure. This is a business that you can attach to your online school training or your homeschooling group. You can send grandmas in there to monitor to make sure that everything is going well. I'm just saying, black folk, we need to start educating our own, because these schools teaching our children, these white folks teaching our children about Eurocentric culture, Eurocentric curriculum, okay? And what's the message? White folks more important. I'm just saying, that's the message. Brainwashing our babies to believe that they're nothing, that they don't count. That white, without white folk approval or the leading of white folk, that we can do nothing. Come on, you guys. We built this country. We can build it. We built this country, and you're going to let them tell you? And what really bothers me is what we're waiting. We vote for a white man. We're not, Israel, you're not supposed to have devils on top of you. You're not supposed to be voting for people that don't look like you, that don't have the heart after you, that don't have your heart, your best interest at heart. Why are we putting people in office that you know hate you? Why are we voting for people that you know can't stand you? This man has had, Biden has had a record, 50-year, 40-year record of hating black people, putting white supremacy laws on the book to hurt black people, and you gave him the highest seat. What sense did that make? I cannot make sense of that. Oh, God, I just cannot make sense of that, and it's so disgusting every time I think about it. So what are we going to do about it? How are we going to change? How are we going to be the change that we want to see? If you're tired, let's say we're tired. Let's do something about it. Let's change. Stop sitting up here every time somebody come up with an idea. You be, well, you know, we tried something like that, but, you know, back in 1940, 1920, they blew up Buck Wall Street. They rioted and burned the cities down. Every time we try something new, they burn it down. Well, are you going to stop trying? Online, how can they burn that down? Please help me. And you put a fire around, a wall around it. So those computer people, or whatever you call them, computer whiz,
can't get to it, can't get through it. We are smarter than them. You know that. But you don't believe that because they haven't told you. But you know that you were smarter. I look at these supervisors on these jobs, white, and I shake my head. Because some of the stuff they're doing, like, how does that make sense? They don't know what they're doing. If I can come in and I can run it, I can come in and tell my supervisor what to do. She'll come to me and say, hey, what do you think about this? Really, you're a supervisor. You can pay for all those. You can pay to make these, but you're going to come to me. Okay, this is what we need to do. I'm just saying. White folks think you can't do nothing without them. That's their white savior complex. It's all about privilege. That's what it's all about. It's all about privilege. They can't do nothing with. They think we so dumb that we need them to lead us around by the nose. And we showed them how dumb we was. We didn't ask for anything. This year was the year that black folk could have put your demands on the table. Black folk, you were the one that got bad in that office. And you see how he treating you right. This year was the year that you were supposed to put your demands on the table. And you don't give us what we want. We're not voting for you. Because right now, Trump was your best bet. Because Biden ain't doing what he's doing now, he's putting white folk in place. He's putting things in place for the next 100 years. They do stuff for generations to come. They do stuff to impact generations. We do stuff that's going to impact today. It's time for us to start thinking generationally. When I get to Africa, I'm buying land for my baby. And she'll never be able to sell it. You can rent it out. You can rent those transitional homes out. You can put your business on there. You can grow it into something else, but you'll never be able to sell it. I'm just saying. What are you going to do for your future of your children? What legacy are you leaving your children? That's your question. That's your answer. That is your question for today. What legacy am I leaving my children's children? You can't leave them EBT cards. You can't leave them jobs. You can't leave them your job. We got a stimulus check. What did you do with it? You got your income tax. What did you do with it? Did you grow your business? Did you start your business? Stop thinking white folk going to do something for you. They're not. Stop chasing after that damn carrot that you'll never get, that the Democrats have been slinging and holding out in front of black folk face since forever, that you're never going to get. Now, what did he tell you? They gave everybody else tangibles, but gave you a 7-year study. Did I hear black folks excited about this? A 7-year study, y'all. We getting it. We closer. We're not getting nothing. We're not closer to nothing. Don't ever think you're going to get nothing from them. It's going to be y'all. It's going to give you great substance. Because we're going to leave this place, and we're going to leave. It's called the second exodus. People don't understand that. When you watch that from Hebrew Negroes, pull up Ron Dalton. He'll explain who you are, and you got to understand the second exodus is coming. If you stay here in America, you're going to die. They're talking about a third vaccine. Why does it take all those vaccines? 3 vaccines for the flu. Honey, people, wake up, black folks. Why is it that we trusted our enemies to get a vaccine? Why? Because we've been brainwashed to believe that they have our best interest at heart. Why do you believe that? When they tell you and they show you every day how much they hate you. And the word said they will have a perpetual hatred for you. Perpetual, that means continuously. And we keep trusting our enemies that they got us. We keep thinking they're our friends. We keep sleeping with our enemies. We keep thinking, oh, they love me. They don't care about you. They need your seed. They need your body. They need your body to incubate their bastard babies so that they can have other babies, so that they can wipe you out. We allow them to lead us by the nose. We allow them to show us a black man in a dress, and we'll turn around and say, oh, that's cool. If a war break out, can a man in a dress help you? Can a man that's with stockings and tights, with nails, lashes, and a wig help you? How he going to fight a battle in all that? We need real warriors. We need real Mandingo warriors. That's about that change. That's about our black business. That's about saving the woman, the black woman. Not who has so much contempt for black women that they don't care nothing about black women and all they want is white daddy. Black folk, wake up. Wake up. You've been sleeping way too long. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We're waking up, I know, but it's not enough, not fast enough. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Nudge your neighbors. Wake up, it's time. This is our time. You're going to miss it. This is our time to go to Africa and to build Africa up. Go with some manufacturing ideas. Go with that Black Wall Street idea. Go with that Black Amazon idea. Go with that Black Walmart idea. Go build some wineries. Go build. Hire your brother and sisters. Connect with other African continents. Work together amongst each other. If we down there, them Chinese can't do it. You're not there and you complain the Chinese are. But you're not there. Who else going to do it? But I do believe that they are, the Chinese are there right now in Africa to build it up for us. I do believe that. They're going to leave. They're not going to take it over. Trust me. They're not going to take it over. I don't care. You can't take nothing over if you're not on Earth. Getting ready to be a war. You guys do know that we're getting ready. We are on the brink of a World War III. Do you guys know that? You guys know that, right? You guys about to pull it up. Russia and Biden, Putin and Biden have been going back and forth, right? Okay? Y'all better keep your eyes open. Because let me tell you, the Khazars in Jerusalem, they are trying to go back to their land. Israel, Jerusalem is not their land. It's not our land either. That disgusting land. That's not our land. But they took that land. But they're trying to get their land back. That's why they're going, what is the name of the country? Lord help me. I had it on my mind. Oh, shoot. What is the name of that country? Oh, my goodness. I have it in my, what's the name of the country that the Khazarians are from? Oh, what is the name? Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember it. But they are fighting for that land because that's their land. That's where they came from. They're fighting to go back home because they know that Israel is going to be destroyed. Okay? Israel is going to be destroyed. That's not our land anyway. Africa, all of Africa is ours. There's a little area. There is an area in Africa that nobody's there on that land. That's our land. Oh, my God. You guys, I'm telling you, there's a lot that we don't even understand because we weren't being taught. In churches. We weren't being taught about who we are. We weren't being taught about anything in churches. All we did was went there, shout, came out, and did it again next week. Shouted, came up, got in our emotions, got home, wasn't taught about family issues, wasn't taught about being a wife, wasn't taught about being a husband, wasn't taught about being a family. They did nothing. They got you excited. You paid your money, gave them your money. They went running, and you came back and was still broke, right? But they brainwashed you real good. You don't get yours. In the bye and bye. Everybody else on Earth get theirs, but Black folk will get theirs in the bye and bye. No, I said, I want mine now. I want my Airbnb. I want my properties for my agriculture because I want some land just for people that want to plant and people that really are good at gardening. They can go there and plant some stuff, and you can sell it right there. That's what I want. I want some land just to do that with, and I'll rent a little roads out or rent a little areas out, rent a little whatever out. To people that are good at what they do, and if they can do apple trees, cherry trees, I don't care what you put on your land. That's your little piece of land that I'm going to rent to you, and you will sell it on the land. You come there, all of it, you're growing it right there, and you're going to sell it right there. That's opportunity, making money for them. You're going to pay me rent, but you're going to sell it right there. And they take, 10%? I'm just saying, take much. I'm just saying. I'm offering you the land. But I'm just saying, family, we have to have ideas. It's time to be free. I'm trying to stay on the topic about this white savior complex. That they got you believing that they are your only hope. Black Lives Matter is one entity that is exploiting the plot of black people and white. And while the black founders, now you know George Soros founded Black Lives Matter, right? But you got black people faces on it, okay? But you know it's been co-opted by LGBT, elemental P, okay? You know Antifa. You know it's been hijacked. You see more white folk out there. But that's what happens when you have a group of people that are not strong enough
to be leaders. We can do it. What I'm saying is you cannot allow somebody that's been leading you for 500 years to come in, because they will take over the movement, and they have. They've taken over the movement. It's not a black life. It's not about black lives. It's about homosexuality, transgender. That's what it's about. They say Black Lives Matter, and white folks think it's about Black Lives Matter, but they don't even know that it's been taken over by LGBT. And you see more white folk out there. And what do the – let's talk about the white complex with that, white savior complex with that. What did they tell one black boy? They said, when I seen them protesting, I seen all the white folk in front. I said, what is going on? And you had black folk behind them, right? The white boy, the black boy said, the white boy told him, we know they're not going to shoot us, so we're going to stand in front of y'all. This is what he said. So you had a line of white folk in front of the black folk because they knew the police officer wasn't going to shoot them. Hello? That's white savior complex. And that's what they did. They was in front. You had them pulling down statues. Black folks didn't ask them to do that, but they did it. They were burning down some of them buildings. Why? Because black folk weren't going to burn down nothing. That was Antifa. That was some white folk. So that's what they do. But then who got blamed for it? Churches. White churches. Christianity. White savior complex. Been making you feel for years like nothing. Been telling you, you're going to get yours by. White folk don't forgive like black folk, but you were told to forgive. You forgive your enemies, weren't you? But does white folk, when black folk do stuff to white folk, do they forgive? When black folk do stuff to anybody, the black and brown people, the brown people, do they ever call out, we're going to do this? Do they ever call out black and brown? Mexicans, immigrants never call and say the black folk. They never include us with their marches, with their nothing. But we want to join the agents. We want to join the black, the immigrants. We want to join everybody's movement but your own. You cannot join anybody's movement if you don't, you cannot, you don't even, you're not even joining your own movement. You're not even freeing yourself, but you're trying to free other folks. What the heck is going on? How you going to free some Asians? How you going to join their marches? Where is your marches? Where is you helping your own? Where is you freeing your own? Where is your fighting for your own? You can't fight for brown people, Mexicans, immigrants. They don't fight for you. When have you seen them come and march with you when your children was laying on the street with their brains blown out by the police, by the Mexican police? But you want to sit up there and you want to join their coalition. Where is your coalition for your change? Who's joined your coalition, family? Where is your black coalition? Only blacks. We don't need nobody else joining with us right now. We need to join with us, period. Because they come in and they take over with this white superior, what did I say, white savior complex. I want to call it superiority, white saviors. White folks in charge. White folks, here we go, George. No, we don't need white folk helping us. We got this. We know what to do. We know what to do. But we'll let them come and take over something. No, we're not letting them take over nothing. We can free ourselves. It's up to us. It's us changing our minds. It's us changing our minds. We learn how to stick together. Remember the movie, I'm going to say it. Who came to the savior of those slaves? White savior complex. 12 years of slaves. Who came to the savior? Who came to save the 12-year of slave man? The man that they threw back in slavery. Who saved him? Karen Chapman. Who saved her? Come on. Come on. The white savior complex. Even in the movies, they're brainwashing you to believe that you can't do nothing without them. You can't breathe without them. You can't come together and take care of yourself without them. You can't lead yourself. Remember that thing I wrote, read you about that South African president? What he said? Black folk need us. They can't do this. They can't do nothing but have babies, and they can't do nothing without us leading them. They can't do nothing without us. They can't. That's what he said. We can't do nothing without them. They need us to survive. That's what they think. We need them to survive. No, you need us to to survive. Because we know your low birth rates. We know your low sperm count. White savior complex. Black folk, we built this country. We can do anything, and we can do it. Group economics. We put our monies together with like-minded people, and we build. If you're going to build here, you build here. If you're going to build in the continent, you build on the continent. We can do this. But we let fear stop us. Or what white folks didn't told us about Africa. You don't let them tell you nothing about Africa. They there. They are. Building businesses, buying up land, beachfront properties. Ghana got land for 700. You think they not buying up that land? But you won't go and, you won't even go and investigate. You won't even buy a ticket just to go see what you can do. Just see what kind of opportunity is there. I talked to black folk about going to Africa. I ain't going there. I ain't African. That's how dumb you are. Tell me you're not African. Promised land is in Africa. You came from Africa. I'm just saying. Your promised land is in Africa. So stop thinking, I ain't African. That ain't my brother. I don't even know what to say. When I hear black folks saying it, I just close my eyes and I walk away because there's no saving you. And we're not going to save everybody. The ones now that have taken that mark, you're done. And you know who I'm talking about. But you got a lot of black folks and it's stood in line trusting your oppressor. You're trusting your enemies. You're trusting your oppressor. That's what I don't understand. I just cannot understand it to save my life. Why? Why are we oppressed? Why? Can anybody help me with that? Why are we trusting our enemies? Why have we trusted them with our lives? Why? Are we that damaged to where we want to please them and we'll give our life just to have approval of them? That's what it seems like. We took their medicine just to have their poison just to get their approval. They was pushing it too hard for black people to get. And that right there should have been your fine. That right there should have been like an eye-opener. You should have stepped back and be like, you trying too hard, honey. You are trying too hard for me to drink that. You are trying too hard. I'm going to step back and I'm going to watch you. I'm going to see what's the result of somebody else taking that before I stand in line. Because my sign was when that nurse stood up on national TV and fainted. I don't know if she died or not. Can't get we can't get verification of that. I don't know if she died or not. But when she fainted on national TV after taking that lollipop, and I'm going to call it that, she fainted live national TV and then came up with a reason. Well, sometimes stress makes me, you think if she had told them that she would have, sometimes stress makes her faint or whatever, you think they would have put her up there. But that was a sign for me to wait. That was a sign telling me that's not good for you. That was a sign from the heavens telling me, no, shout no as loud as possible. Y'all let them do that. But we got to always allow them to lead us by the nose. I don't know why. We allow our oppressors. We vote for them. We allow them to lead us in everything they do. If they put their babies in dresses, we put our babies in dresses. If they put their dogs with dresses, we put our dogs in dresses. Whatever they do, we do. Why are we allowing them to lead us? Why are we not leading them? We built this. Let's start acting like it. Let's get rid of and deal with this white savior complex that we have because we suffer with it too because we put them on top of us. It'll be two people that are run for office, a black and a white, and what will we do? We'll vote for the white because we actually had two black candidates the last four elections, two elections, John Fitzgerald in FAC, and be very ashamed of yourself because we've not supported that brother. That brother put his neck on the line for us, and we've not supported him. I'm just saying, we don't support anybody that support us. Paul Howard, he put his neck on the line for us, and what we do, we voted for the woman that the police is backing. Does that make sense? Why would we vote for somebody that the police are backing? Police didn't want Paul Howard in there because of those charges that he brought up against Rayshard Brooks, the cop that shot Rayshard Brooks. Remember him? Excuse me. Remember the cop What happened to his charges? Were his charges dropped? I guarantee you they were. I guarantee you Fannie Mae took care of him. When's his trial? When is Atiana Jefferson's trial? What about that officer? That was, what, almost 2 years ago. Her mom and her dad died. Her mom, her dad, and herself. She died. All three of them died. Where is the trial for that officer that murdered? It's trials. Where are these trials? What's happening with these officers when they don't go to trial? Are they going back to work without being put on trial? Or are they just, you know, in limbo, indefinite? I don't understand. How is it that this he was arrested, now he's out, but no trial has been set? Why? Why are we forgetting about this? Oh, my goodness. I got to reload, y'all. Hold on. Here I come. Oh, Lord have mercy. No, StreamYard. No, 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 no. I'm coming back, y'all. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. StreamYard, just okay, and y'all just kick me out. Y'all kick me out. Help me out, y'all. I'm sorry. Here I come. I'm coming. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I don't know what happened. They all, you know, sometimes, you know, they, whatever. But I'm back. Okay, if that happens, I have to reload it. My computer is acting crazy sometimes. Whatever. Okay, there's no reason for it to be going down, but whatever. Okay? But y'all bear with me because I'm always going to come back. You just give it time. Okay? What happened to these officers that were brought up on Atiana Jefferson's trial? Where's the officer at? Does anybody know? Nobody knows. Nobody said anything about it. Why? I don't want to be the troublemaker. I don't want to say nothing because I just don't want you. No. Oh. The white savior complex, it only is here to try to make you think that they're not racist. They know that they are, but they're trying to make you believe, and black folk have swallowed the pill. If they not calling you the N-word, if they not burning crosses in front of your yard, but the police are showing you that they've been infiltrated with the Proud Boys, the KKK, and the Blue, whoever, okay? They are showing you that they've been infiltrated. But because, and they're showing you every day because they're murdering your unarmed boys. Okay, mostly boys, right? But we still refuse to believe that there's a racial issue in America. We still don't want to believe that they don't like you. It's really all to boost their ego. They want to save black folks. Why? It's not about them wanting to save you. It's about them. That's their white privilege. That's their guilt. They know things are wrong. They know how things, they can look at it, but they put things, they reprocess. You have to understand white folk process things backwards. They process it, and they'll put it on you, but they know they're doing it. They always do that. Listen to what comes out of their mouth. Well, you should comply. But the boy was complying. I'm just saying. Sometimes, you know, things are happening. Boys, you know, they're standing up with their hand shot. Or the guy was laying on the ground. I remember one time, the guy, he was a special needs. He was with a special needs boy. And a special needs boy was running. He was running after him. The cop was called. You know, Mazu was, you know, was called the police on him. And he told the boy not to move. He got on the ground with hands up, and the cop still shot him. And he asked the cop, "Why'd you shoot me?" He said, "I don't know." But we still think that they're our friends. Know what it's going to take. I don't understand. If it wasn't for black folks, America wouldn't have never been built up. Who would have picked the cotton? Who would have picked the tobacco? Because they couldn't take the sun. They would have had skin cancer. We built this country. We built the White House. We taught them how to take baths. We taught them how to walk upright. They was walking on all fours. They would still be walking around on all fours. On these jobs, you think they're great managers? Some stuff they do, I look and say, how did that make sense to you? And I say, well, do it, da-da-da-da-da. They know. She knows. They know.
but they want to make you feel that you dumb. They want to make you feel that you're not worthy. They want to make you feel less than. Nothing want to make something feel like nothing because they feel like nothing, and they will always be nothing. So now they want to tell you that you're nothing. And we actually have switched places with them and believe that we're nothing. But we are the something. We have to start acting like it. Let's stop looking to them to save us, to bring us out of this horrible pit. We can bring us out of this horrible pit. We're rising up. It's time. This is our time. This is our time, family. We can't do this without each other. And I see the division, and they want you to believe that it's such a big division between black men and black women. But once the women see the men trying to change, and once the women see the men being the change that they want to see in us, women will fall in line. Once we feel that we can trust you, once we feel that you are our security, once we feel that you're there for us again, because the relationship was ruined because of them. You have to understand what happened. What happened when our men, okay, let's go back to slavery. That's what happened. When our men couldn't protect the woman and it was done on purpose, they would do stuff in front of you women to our men or to you and then look at the man and you'd look at the man and the man would look like, I can't save you or I'm going to die. I can't save you. They did that on purpose to make you look to the white man for your savior. That was when that was developing. That white savior complex was being developed in slavery. He would rape you in front of the man. The man couldn't do nothing. He'd sit there and watch you be raped or else he would die. That was done on purpose. And what we do, we got angry at him because he couldn't save us. And he got angry at us because he couldn't save us. He got angry at himself. He got angry at us because he couldn't save us. So that's internalized racism. So I internalize my anger for white folk or to my woman or onto my man. That's internalized racism. They jacked us up on purpose. It's a whole lot of stuff that they did mentally to us to mess up our brains, to mess up how we looked at each other. They did it on purpose. They wanted to be your white saviors. They wanted you to look to them as daddies. They wanted us not to look at our men. Even now, they don't want us to look at our men because they try to let you know that your man ain't nothing. Your man ain't nothing without us because we ain't going to get him a job. We're going to give him a job working $7.50, making $7.50, $8 an hour. Some black men, you know, can take care of family on $7.50, $8.50. But white men making $25 and $35, $40 an hour. Come on. You think they're not making $35 an hour? They are making more than that. But our man making $7.50, $8.50, savior complex. When our men, but guess what, men? You get your own business. You got gifts. God gave you gifts. He said your gift comes without repentance. When you were born with gifts. You pull on them gifts, and those gifts you're doing already. And when we see our men doing their own gifts, because my husband can do furniture. He can build furniture. I said, honey, you need your own, you know. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay, pass it down to your son. Pass it to somebody. He can get a group of boys and teach them how to upholster. And once one of them young men can strike out on his own and start his own furniture business, we don't have to rely on white folk for nothing. Everything we have done, everything they got in this country, we built it. We did it. It was our idea. And they stole it. This Kentucky Fried Chicken, that woman was cooking up chicken. They stole it. Blood transfusion, they stole it. The light, they stole it. Everything, hair dry. Everything you see in America that we use, a product, a black person produced it. They produced nothing. They stole everything they have. They stole it. They stole it. They want to make you feel like you nothing. Want to make you feel like you can't, you ain't nothing. I had a guy to come on tell, well, you need to teach your children how to be, teach them integrity and teach them, you know, he was just trying to be funny with what we need to teach our children. I said, what you need to teach your child? I'm going to listen to a man whose children are blowing up schools, shooting up schools, shooting up Walmart, shooting up the world, shooting up America, shooting up schools, shooting up nightclubs, shooting up everywhere, shooting up FedExes. I'm going to believe you and trust you, and I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
Sweetheart, I have a book, A Mother's Love. You need to read it. That's going to teach you how to parent. Our children ain't shooting up schools. We shoot each other? Yes. Guess why? They taught you how. Because they taught you how to treat you. They taught us how to treat each other. The same way they treat us, we treat each other. The same way. Just like when you have a baby. They do as you do, right? They don't do as you say. They do as you do. We do as they do. To us, we do to each other. When they talk about black-on-black crime, it's white-on-white crime. You see it with the FedEx shooters. They never talk about it, do they? So people don't believe it exists because the news, the media, the white racist media don't talk about it, so we don't believe it exists. It exists. Asian-on-Asian crime exists. Germans-on-Germans crime, it exists. White-on-white crime, it exists. White boys shooting up schools, shooting up daycare. They shoot where they are. Black folk kill who they around. White folk kill who they around. Asians kill who they around, right? So is it really black-on-black crime? Is it really white-on-white crime? Everybody shoot everybody. Everybody kill their own. It's not just black folk killing black folk. Come on, you guys. Stop with the white supremacy rhetoric. That's what I'm talking about. Be more aware of what's coming out of your mouth. Because white media, turn the TV off. Stop watching CNN. Stop watching ABC and CBC. Stop watching NBC. Stop watching them. Because they're liars. They every time they, when Devontae did something, or the white guy, remember the white guy that shot up the sex brothel? You never hear about him, do you? He had a sexual problem. But they glorified him, didn't they? Oh, he was an altar boy. He was a church boy. They glorified him, didn't they? But when black folk do something, they dehumanize them. Oh, he deserved, George Floyd, you saw the trial. What they say? Carbon monoxide killed him. This is what they think black folks so dumb that they literally said something out of their mouth is dumb. As carbon monoxide was what killed George Floyd. Carbon monoxide. But we all saw that white devil on his neck, didn't we? But they gonna tell you that what? Carbon monoxide killed him, right? Really? Would he have died from carbon monoxide? My question is, what caused the carbon monoxide? If he was just walking around normal, would he have died that day of carbon monoxide? Let's go back to what caused the carbon monoxide. If you're going to say carbon monoxide did it, what caused the carbon monoxide to kill George Floyd? If that's what you don't want me to believe, carbon monoxide did it. What caused it? Would carbon monoxide have been in his body if that knee wasn't on his neck? Would carbon monoxide be in his body if that knee wasn't on his neck? Would he have been walking around doing what he was doing? Would carbon monoxide just develop in his body, just develop like that? That's what they want to tell you. That's how dumb they think black folk is. I'm just saying. That's how dumb they think we are. They're going to tell you carbon monoxide killed this man. Come on, family. We have to show them how smart we are. Eye for an eye. We're not going to burn down no buildings. We're not burning down homes. We're not doing none of that. They so scared of black folk rising, they don't know what to do. Why do you think they got National Guard? But the National Guard can't be everywhere nationwide. It's more of us than it is them. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Why do you think Texas is given? Did you see Texas? You don't even have to have no training, no nothing. You just carry a gun. They deputize everybody, white. Why do you think they did that? Why do you think they deputizing white folks? Just because it's not enough of them. With the police department, National Guard, not enough is more or less than it is them. They just have you convinced that it's not. So if I have you convinced that it's more of me than it is of you, then that means you won't never rise. I heard somebody go back to Africa. He said something about the lion and how this little bitty man can train up a 1,000-pound lion to obey. And all that lion has to do one day is to wake up and say, hey, I'm in charge here. I can eat him. I can sit on him. I can pull his head off with one bite. That's all that lion needs to do to rise up and to believe in himself and to know that I can do this. I'm in charge here. You got this little bitty man controlling this 1,000-pound, 4,000-pound, whatever, however much lions weigh, I don't know, this 1,000-pound lion who can sit on him and pull his head off one bite. But that lion is sitting there
being controlled, being trained to think that his master, that the man with the whip, is stronger than him. That's what we look like. That was a good analogy. I love Go Black to Africa. I love him because he came up with that. Now I said, oh, I'm going to use that one. I loved what he said. We are the lions. Judah, rise. Judah, rise. Judah, this is your time to rise. This is your time to rise. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. We even talked about the foreign policies that they have over countries. I think the U.S. is so powerful. When other countries are in trouble, America does what? They come to the rescue, thinking that the people of that country need them. Wars are necessary, and the people think that the wars is necessary in order to save the citizens of those countries. They had us believing that it was mandatory for us to go to war with who do we go to war with? Iran? Drag one of them. I don't know. It's so many. Afghanistan. Did they even bomb 9/11? No. Why do we go to war with them then? Have you ever thought about that? America bombed themselves and blamed somebody else. Him and that man was really good friends. I'm just saying. But they convinced you that we needed to save, that they had weapons of mass destruction, right? Did we ever find any? And then we went into Afghanistan. There wasn't even who bombed us. So why do we go to war with Afghanistan? I'm just asking for a friend. Nobody ever thought. We allow these devils to lead us by the nose. We put our children at harm's way. We put our children in these wars. They put our children on the front line to fight for another country's freedom. Drugs. We put our children's lives on the line for other countries. Freedom. When we're not free ourselves here in America. Does that make sense to anybody? Stop sending your children to fight for a country that hates them. How many soldiers? You saw how they treated this soldier. The police officer sprayed him, maced him, pepper sprayed him. When he said, I fought for my country. And that's how he treated him. It didn't matter. You're still black. It didn't matter that you was in the United States or you were in a military uniform. It didn't matter. He still treated you like a what? An N, right? It didn't matter. He saw your color, your skin. He didn't see the uniform. He hates you so much he didn't even look at your uniform. He looked at your color and hated that color. And no matter what, he still treated him like he was nothing, didn't he? Sprayed him in the dog. Poor dog. Didn't even know why he was getting sprayed. I'm just saying. He sprayed him in the dog. Didn't even care, did he? The man said, I am a United States. I served in the military. What did the police officer say? I did too. But I learned how to take direction. I learned how to take orders. Wow. 74-year-old grandma broke her arm. 74-year-old grandma literally broke her arm. Did you guys see that? Why? What manner of people are we dealing with? What manner of people are we dealing with? U.S. is always interfering in other people's businesses, doing more harm than good. And China ain't got no room to talk, but they told them. As long as you look how you're treating them black folks, you're trying to come over here and tell us how to act and how to tell us how to treat our people. You can't tell us nothing. And that's what a lot of countries are saying about America. You can't tell us nothing because nationwide. And you had a white pastor. What was the man's name? A white pastor that came on and tried to. He old. The man about 100 years old. Ooh, he should have been there. What was the name of that? What's a man pastor? The white guy. I don't even know his name. Came on and chastised and tried to chastise. He was chastising white supremacy because they say y'all getting out of hand. Y'all too messy.
You're doing it in front of everybody's face. And you really, he was really mad because of the national, you know, the Army thing. When the police officer sprayed the guy, that's really why he commented, because it was all about the uniform, okay? The uniform. Everybody across the world is looking because they said, oh, maybe it was just the police officer. But now they see that it doesn't matter. Black folk in uniform, out of uniform, they still treat them like dirt. They see this. Well, he was chastising white supremacy. He was chastising white supremacy. Y'all get messy. What are you doing? Somebody got to go down because we got to make this right. Derek Chauvin, whatever his name is, going down. Because they're saying, well, we got to let one eat it, eat the ground for a minute. We're gonna make this lose. We're gonna lose this one. But guess what? We got to get back because we're showing our cards. We're showing the KKK showing their cards that they've infiltrated police departments. The judges showing their cards in the black robes. They took off the white robes, put on black ones, right? Took off the white sheet. They put on blue suits for the attorneys, right? I'm just saying, you got attorney general. Okay, they have this plot now where they have the jury. Okay, well we gotta take it to the grand jury. But let's open it up. Let's make that public so we can see what you're saying. Why are you presenting the case to the grand jury? They got it private so black folk can't see what you're saying behind the closed doors. And sometimes they're not even putting the case out there. They're not presenting the case so that they can convict. It's the way they're presenting the case. So that's why they said, well, the grand jury didn't convict. What did you say behind closed doors to the grand jury for them to say, oh, nothing to see here? We need to open that and make that public. The grand jury, we need to be able to make that public, open them doors so that we can see how the prosecuting attorneys, how the attorney general or the attorney, what is it, the AD, the district attorney, is presenting that case. Because I guarantee you, they're not presenting it the way that they need to in order to back black folk. I guarantee you it. And what proved that was a black guy. Cameron, what he said, and the grand juries came forth and said, hey, this is what he said, this is what he didn't say. But we wouldn't have known that because the doors are closed and nobody can get behind closed doors and see what the grand jury is saying. That needs to be open so we can understand what is being presented to the grand jury. Because they're not presenting the cases to the grand jury, because you're not going to tell me that officer that shot Michael Brown on the ground with his hands up behind his head, that we can't prosecute him. Why? You didn't present the case the way you should have. And that's what's going on. We have to understand what's going on, family. They've been pulling the wool over our eyes a long time. People been believing the police for a long time. Now their covers are getting pulled off of them because this is our time. This is our time to rise, our time to make a difference. This is our time to be the change that we want to see. What are you going to do about it? We can't keep voting for people that hate us. We can't keep voting for people that don't like you. This white savior complex is all about them feeling good about themselves because they know how they treat you. They know how they treat you. That it's enough of us to stand. We have to stand. Look up that Cramer report. They're not concerned about us burning down buildings. They're concerned about us holding our money and an eye for an eye. That's what they're concerned about. They're not concerned about us burning down the building because they get paid because they have insurance on that. The buildings that they're burning down that they never rebuild, they're keeping the money. I'm just saying. So let's be the change that we want to see. Let us be the change that we want to see. Every day we waking up, judgment, calling judgment on America. Ron Dalton is sponsoring a trip to Africa, and I do still believe that that is where we need to be. Let's not forget the Black Business Boxes.com. It is Black Business Boxes, BOXES.com. Let's check them out. Let's start ordering from them. Let's start ordering our boxes from them and see what they put in our boxes. Let's support our own.
please, let's support our homes. You need a box. And look, they're looking for more vendors. So if you have a product and you want to sell, this is your opportunity. Why not? You have a business, right? Sign up. Who knows? They might, you know, who knows? Might want to do some meals. Might want to do some meal preps. Might want to do some desserts. I don't know how you would get it. And I don't know how, but you can figure it out. This is a good way for them to start your own businesses, and they can't destroy it, right? You had an excuse. Well, we open a business, they burn it down. Okay, well, can they burn it down now? They can't burn down the computers, can they? I'm just saying, stop with the excuses. Let's make it happen. We can do this. We can do this. This is our time to shine. I'm so glad for everybody that joined me today. I didn't want to be on here. I'm trying to keep it under, you know, an hour and a half under. You know, I don't want to be on here just babbling. But I hope that I'm saying something to wake you up. I hope I'm saying something that makes you think. I hope I'm saying something that makes you want to change your life, or change your direction. I hope I'm saying something that's making you think about, man, this is our time. I see more black businesses. We went to one by my house. I live in North Carolina. Went to a business, a black-owned, okay? Food was amazing. It's called, what, L-U-X-E? I think that's the name of it. Food was amazing. L-U-X-E. Yeah, Lux, something like that. But the food was very good, and it just felt so good to see. It was very nice inside. It was in ghetto. It was people. Service was wonderful. The people ran it. It was wonderful, amazing. It was just a great experience. And if you're in North Carolina area, look it up, L-U-X-E. That's another black business. We have Stephanie's here. We have Stephanie's, another black restaurant, amazing food. Check them out. It's time. This is our time. They had to fall for us to rise, family. Don't waste any time. Get in there. You see a service that needs to be created. You see a service that you need. That's not there, create it. This is our time. We have to change our mindset. And I do believe the more we say it, the more we'll get into practice, because 400 years we've been dependent on them. So now let's keep saying it and change our mindset to promote us, okay? Every chance we get, we're going to promote us, every chance we get. And like I said, blackbusinessboxes.com is looking for vendors. If you have a service, you have a product, If you're opening up your own nail shop somewhere, advertise on there. Even if you have opening up your own massage thingy, hey, let them know. Advertise. Ask them how much to advertise, you know. So you go on their page, your advertisement is there. I'm just saying, it is time for us to do better. It is time for us to make it happen for us. Let's stop complaining, because now is time to do. We didn't complain long enough. Let's stop complaining about these schools. Open up your own school. I told you, connect the grandmas with it and hire those grandmas, family members, parents. You can pay $70 extra a week for these elderly to watch your children. You pay in daycare anyway. You was paying daycare. Let's get out these white daycares. Let's get out these white schools. Let's start educating our own babies. Let's start educating our own. And don't educate them with a Western educational system. Let's get a black curriculum. Let's get a black curriculum, even if you have to use the Muslims' curriculum for now until you know, produce your own curriculum, black curriculum. We need our own curriculum. We need to teach our babies how to invest. We need to teach them how to own land. We need to teach them how to own their own businesses. We need to teach them how to be a family. We need to teach them how to be husbands. We need to teach them how to be moms. We need to teach hygiene. We need to teach a change mindset. We have to start teaching. Yes, of course, math, and we're going to do the basics too, but we're going to do home ex. We're going to spend time with cleaning our bodies up, clean our minds up, clean our thoughts up toward each other. We're going to give them a new love, a new lease on loving black people, loving yourself. It's time for us to do something different, time to do it different. We can complain. That's not changing anything. Now you have an opportunity to change some things. Let's be about our black business, family. With that said, I'm not going to be on here all day. Thank you for joining. I love you. I appreciate each and every person that even bothers to come on. To, you know, even after I'm done doing my live, you come and visit. Numbers looking good. Keep it up. Even on Blog Talk, keep it up, Blog Talk. I appreciate you guys. And I want you guys to be very safe this week. Summertime is coming. We've had a couple of threats. Who cares about the threats? Just be ready. Take your candy bars with you. Don't leave home without them. Keep them close. And take care of your families. You are obligated to take care of your families. If you feel a threat, you handle the threat at any possible. Take care, family. Peace, family. Be the change that we want to be. All right, Blog Talk. Be the change that we want to be, right? It's time for us to do. We didn't talk enough. Let's do. Let's be about our Father's business. And I appreciate everybody that joined. 706, I don't know if you want to talk or you just listening. If you want to join, I was getting ready to go, but if you want to join, I didn't notice that you were here, but I do appreciate you coming on. I'm going to answer just in case you have a question, okay? Just in case. I don't know. 706, did you have
basically
a comment or question?
Basically, I was
question?
Letting peace and blessings. Peace. Basically, I was
yes.
just letting, basically, because I heard you call out the number, I was just basically letting you know I was listening now, and I agree with everything you say.
Thank you, sis.
Because,
I appreciate
it. It's about time
it's
we figured out that we need to take care of ourselves. It's about time we
yes.
figured it out. And I'm glad that
man.
I can hear more than one person. I'm glad I can hear somebody say what I always say. So
it's
keep
time.
It up.
It's time for us to rise
this
up.
Is definitely
time.
A good share.
I'm glad. Just like and share
this
and share it out.
Good share.
Go ahead.
I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you joining. Thank you so much for joining.
I said this
even
is definitely a good share. And
okay, I'm glad that you joined. I'm excited
yeah.
about you joining. I really appreciate
yeah,
you tuning
that was
in.
All.
Just let your friends know. Huh? Can you hear me?
I certainly will. Because the people around me right now are kind of on the I'm not sure. My Wi-Fi connection sometimes gets kind of bad. Are you able
okay,
to hear
that's
me?
Okay. I can hear you. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. I was just making sure you could hear me. But
okay.
keep on sharing it. You know what? It's time
okay,
to change
yeah.
our mindset. And just
yeah,
keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. Yes, you say it as much as you can, and don't give up. Don't give up. Because, you know, we've been through 500 years of what? Hell, right?
That's right.
Now you just keep speaking the change, and the change, and eventually
exactly.
they're going to get it. Because we've been 500 years looking to white folks to save us. Now
yeah,
it's time to look for
just...
us to save us. And you keep speaking it. I don't care. You keep pounding it. You keep pounding it. One day we're going to get it. I guarantee you we're going to get it. We got to get it.
That's right.
We got to. Because Biden ain't doing it for
That's
us right,
right
now. The Democratic
That's
Party,
right.
Republican Party is not doing it. It's more of us than them. It is time for us
nope.
to stand for us and be the change that we want to see. But I do appreciate
right.
you for tuning in. Thank you so much. And we're on every Tuesday at
I'm
11
riding.
O'clock. And hope to see you next Tuesday
okay.
also. We're going to do some more shows like this next every Tuesday we're on. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. And thank you.
And with that said, family, you can have a great day, a great night, and a great rest of your week. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.